Hey Queens, before we get gay as fuck started, I am doing a brand new season of Hey Queen on the Mothership with World of Wonder, streaming on WoW Presents Plus. Get over there and use the code JMGAY and get yourself 20% off your subscription to WoW Presents Plus, where you can watch all the new episodes of what? Hey Queen! Hey Queen!
It's a Kiki with John and Mick G. Gonna spill all the tea. All my LGBTs, you're in luck. Cause Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gay as Fuck. I'm your host, Mr. John T. McGovernis, he who is. This is the show where pop culture and dirty gay stuff meet. And honey, we survived the eclipse. There was no terrorist attack. There was no dimension ripping open. No one proved the earth was flat. We did have a very wholesome meeting in my little apartment building where I brought my dog out and my lady neighbor and my man neighbor. We went outside and we all shared one eclipse viewing pair of glasses and said, look, look at that. It's eclipsing. Yes, it is. And there it was. I really wish my reaction had been that of Sarah Jessica Parker, who, honey, did it rich white woman style, and I think took a boat out into the middle of a lake in the Hamptons and looked up at the sky and was living, honey. She was living.
Oh my God, this is the most spectacular light I've ever seen. It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys. It's happening. Oh my God. There's a corona. Oh my God, there it is. There it is. We got you guys. Oh my God. And birds that are rarely ever seen. Oh my God.
Oh, I don't have my
bed. Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God. Oh my God. I wish you all were here. Oh, lady from, oh my God. This is the most spectacular, unimaginably perfect, beautiful. It's so humbling. It's so extraordinary.
So, baby, when she saw that eclipse, she was living. It was so humbling.
It's so humbling.
God bless the miracle of nature and the planets and all the rest. But you know what might be more interesting than the eclipse is the deep dive I'm about to take on some of the OnlyFans creators I follow on my Patreon. One of my followers on Patreon and longtime listener, Vidal S., said, Johnny, I'd love an OF evaluation. What do you consider worth renewing? How many subscriptions do you have going at any one time? Thoughts on where that market is going? And honey, I have thoughts on all of it. If you want to join me for that deep dive, then you're going to have to follow me at patreon.com/gayest of all time, because I'm going in. I mean, one thing I will share right now is that one of my favorite things to look at is in the DMs on OnlyFans. Even when you stop following people, you still get their DMs where they're trying to sell content into your inbox. And the greatest thing is when the bots are trying to bait you in a way that just makes me roll my eyes, but is hilarious. Now, whether it's bots or whether it's a mandatory meeting style, people who are working as the pretend version of the person. And look, I expect to get messages like from Little Art, the Ukrainian interviewer on the street, saying, jerking myself off under this towel, letting you have a peek before I make a big mess. Look, that's what we expect, okay? But sometimes what you get is weird pretendings that these people are really reading your message and like unhappy that you haven't responded. Like there's a twink named Connor who's very sexy, but really doesn't upkeep his OnlyFans. So he lost my subscription, but his bots constantly are sending messages to the DMs. Are you still there, baby? you know, that subby emoji with the big black eyes. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, what are you doing? Smiley face. Oh, 4 days later. Are you ignoring me? 4 days later. What are you doing now, hun? 4 days later. Can I show you something? 4 days later. Are you ignoring me? Same day, 7 hours later. Hey, how are you doing, hearts? 4 days later. Hey, how are you doing tonight? Hearts and hearty face emoji. 4 days later. I want to tell you something. Look emoji. I want to show you something. 4 days later. 4 days later. Hey, what are you doing? 4 days later. Hey, can I ask you something? Emoji with the halo. 4 days later. Hi, did you see this? It's the why are you ignoring me for me. Why are you ignoring me? What is supposed to happen if I was to respond like, yes, I'm ignoring you because I felt that you didn't update your content enough. Well, I'm mad. That's why I'm ignoring you. You've really upset me with your lack of posting, so I'm ignoring you. Hey, I'm just making dinner. What are you up to? Hey, robot. How's it going, robot? Anyway, there's a lot to get into. I have followed a lot of different creators, given a little toe dip to many, but very few have survived the end of the month. So I'm going to go in deep, tell you who I followed, what they're giving, and who I think is worth your money, and who I think is not worth your money. Obviously, I have a lot to say about all this. So join me at patreon.com/ Gayest of all time for more of my inside the whole view of all these gentlemen and their content. But today, there's plenty to talk about. I am watching JoJo Siwa's new Bad Girl Makeover, Mega Bulldagger, Kiss Makeup Wearing new video. I have not watch it. I have held back to watch it live here with you because, honey, there is a lot going on. A lot going on and a lot to say. So, and I haven't even seen the video yet. So, we're going to do that together. Also, did Ricky Martin get a hard on at the Madonna concert? Diddy's son is now hit with a lawsuit alleging he sexually harassed a staffer on a luxury yacht. And the Reddit detectives have not only pulled up Orville Peck's face, but also that dick. So let's get into it.
Get into it. Get into it.
The time has come for me to finally watch the JoJo Siwa video for Karma.
Let's freaking do it. Buckle up, put your seatbelt on, because we are going into Karma world right now.
I do know what the look is for this video, because last week JoJo Siwa showed up to the iHeartRadio Awards in a look that can be described as an orgy of Gene Simmons from Kiss, Zool from Ghostbusters, Black Swan, your lady high school gym coach, and your sleep paralysis demon. Let's talk about the look. JoJo got a lot of criticism because people said, oh my God, you look like Gene Simmons from Kiss. That's so exciting that, of course, everyone's kissing her ass. It's so exciting that you're referencing such a classic band. And she said, I don't know who Gene Simmons is. I don't know. No idea. I made this up. I'm the greatest new pop star in all the land. Me, JoJo Siwa. It's such a confusing look. I get it. We're trying to be a bad girl without being too sexual and dressing like a demon goblin disco creature, I guess, does that. But this look is bizarre. We're giving a punky, there's no ponytail per se. She's doing an updo with the Kiss sort of black around the eyes in a shape and then some kind of weird goatee design on her chin, a bodice of flames, a sparkle panty, a fit one leg fishnet with shapes, one leg other shapes with a sheer pantyhose, and combat boots, sweetie, as well as fins on the shoulder and long sleeves. What was the meeting about this look? Jojo, what were you thinking for this look?
I just want to look crazy, man. I just want to look crazy.
That's what Jojo has said a lot about, wanting to look crazy and be crazy. I feel like this was a major misfire. Jojo is a pretty lady. And I've got to tell you, what I do enjoy is Jojo Siwa mega lezzing out on TikTok with her tattoos. Some of them are fake, some of them are real. Her shorty haircut, her deep voice, looking like a stud, giving you stud energy. You know what I'm saying? And God bless her for that. But this creature from the Black Lagoon in Vegas look is just a misfire. And if you've ever seen her turn around in this look, it is very unflattering from the back. And I don't mean that as any hit against her body. It's just like, it sits weird. It makes her shoulders look weird. The whole thing is a mess. Who is responsible for this look? Probably the same people that made her little kid outfits. You know what I mean? And then she was like, she didn't hire like luxury law or somebody to give her a couture edge. No, sweetie, they went back to Party City where they belong. You know what I mean? This is giving Halloween costume. This is giving Halloween costume to Heidi Klum's Halloween. You know what I mean? Well done, I guess, if you're trying to be a sleep paralysis, kiss themed disco sea monster demon from Vegas. But if you're trying to show us that you're a hot new bad gal lesboldago, then this is not it. I mean, here's JoJo talking on the red carpet about her new album and her look, and note the major sucking up of the person interviewing her.
Feel with so many people weighing in on the conversation, they want to have a say in the rebrand, they want to give you advice, maybe sometimes unsolicited.
It's funny because no one knows everything but like four people. It's all choreographed, it's all planned, and the world's only seen a little teeny tiny bit of the plan.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for them to get to see more, see what the full vision is,
right?
Because it really does paint a picture. I wanted to make art that made people go, what? Similar to Miley Cyrus' bangers, Britney Spears' Slave for You. That for me was very important, that I brought back crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you're doing it. Look at you.
You think I look crazy?
Crazy in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, I have not seen the video yet. We're going to watch it live here together. I have seen the reactions, most notably the tweet that says, why all the humping? Why all the humping? Now, that does reek of semi-homophobia, okay? Why are those ladies humping so much? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. But I did perhaps see a brief snippet, and there did seem like there was some very aggressive humping. So, you know what? No time like the present, okay? Let's do this. Let's go there. Let's go to this island. Takes place on a beach, and I have heard her in an interview say that she wanted to be a sea monster, and that supposedly this song is about her, because why was she a bad girl? Because maybe she cheated on one of her girlfriends. Because JoJo has been active in her dating life since she was like 15 with ladies, that is. And as she's said herself, I think on the Nick Viall podcast, maybe she would start dating someone and then U-Haul lesbian style, and she put it that way herself, move them right into the house. How awkward when you got to pack up your stuff and move out of JoJo's house.
It's just not working for me, babe. I think we're better as friends.
In preparation for watching the video, I started listening to JoJo's podcast, JoJo Siwa Now. And there were some very interesting snippets that were revealed. about what she has to deal with when dating and her dating history. And also where she finds most of her dates, because she can't go on. There's no lady grinder for her to go on.
And so dating apps are not really a thing. So for me, I feel like I honestly meet most people, I think actually pretty much everybody, just through regular social media, through Instagram DMs, TikTok DMs. And if anybody would like to slide into the DMs, let me know. After I upload this podcast, I will be checking the DMs. So please, if you are a masked lesbian out there, submit your information now. Preferably taller than 5'8". If you're not taller than 5'8", look, it's not that big of a deal, but like preferably, it's fine. Thank you.
I'm just looking at footage of JoJo on the red carpet making rock and roll fingers, doing like a scream. And I'm remembering this was the same award show that Beyonce showed up to in the black leather Versace. And you got to wonder, what is Beyonce's reaction to JoJo? Oh my God, she looks like Kiss. That's hilarious. Old stars who are being asked about JoJo's transformation, honey, they are playing it safe. Because though this is rotted, gutted, but awful, terrible, not good, Abby Lee Miller says, I think it's absolutely fantastic. I love JoJo. Amazing. I had to watch it 100 times. Abby Lee Miller remembers when JoJo visited her in jail. The other star who is defending JoJo is, baby, it's Gene Simmons himself. And of course he is. Because even though JoJo does not know who the fuck Gene Simmons is, Gene Simmons knows who the fuck JoJo Siwa is and says, JoJo's looking amazing. And anyone who doesn't think so is just jealous. Because again, why? He's not going to criticize her. He's so happy somebody's doing this new look. Doing a look based on his old look, even if she doesn't know who it is. He knows it's good for business. He knows there's going to be side-by-sides. And maybe a whole new generation of people who like JoJo Siwa will wonder what's Kiss. And they'll look. We're getting to the video. Now, JoJo did post a little clip of the video on TikTok and said, oh my God, number one trending on YouTube for 24 hours. It's amazing. Now, of her several million views, there were 699,000 dislikes on YouTube, but we know that homophobia can make a thumbs down. I mean, if you're used to a good little ponytail, candy eating, bunk bed having JoJo Siwa, you are not ready for sea monster pussy eating JoJo Siwa. And my question is this a hit? Is this a hit? Like, I guess we know it's making waves, but does anyone care? Like, is this going to be on radio? I mean, the song, I have heard the full song. Karma the bitch. Is this going to hit at radio? Is this translate? Is all the attention of like, oh my God, JoJo Siwa, bad girl, is that already just a success? Because even if she put something crazy in our eyes, it's actually a palate cleanser. And now she'll do what everybody else does and turn into like a Janet Jackson sexy style. We don't know. Is that what we want? Do we just want JoJo Siwa to be a grown and sexy gal? I mean, she says Miley Cyrus is her number one inspiration. She cites bangers and as well as what she's trying to do with this album, as well as Can't Be Tamed, which I believe was a bomb when it came out. When Miley Cyrus did Can't Be Tamed, I don't think that was a hit. But maybe that's what JoJo's trying to do. Maybe it doesn't have to be a hit. Maybe it just has to give you different thoughts about JoJo in your head to give her the room to build on. Now, according to JoJo, she is the first of her generation of stars to really switch it up and break out. Now, I don't know who she's considering in her stars. Maybe of the Dance Mom girls. Because we've certainly seen good girls go, in quotes, bad for pop stardom over and over again. She also said when she was at her meeting, she said, I want to invent a whole new genre. We've heard of K-pop. I'm going to be doing gay pop. Ever heard of it? And I say, cue the music. You got me hypnotized. That shit is super size. That thing was a grand prize. I'm hypnotized. Don't jump romanticize. I'm talking 9 by 5. Boy, you got me hypnotized. Some of us have been doing gay pop since before you were born. But We never dressed up as Kiss, and that's probably why we're here doing this little podcast while JoJo Siwa's at the iHeartRadio Awards, sweetie, with Beyonce, okay? But you know what? Enough talk. Let's watch this video.
Let's freaking do it. Buckle up, put your seatbelt on, because we are going into Karma World right now.
I'm almost nervous, okay? Okay, we're going into an island. I knew there was an island. It's an AI island. And on the beach, ooh, it's JoJo in white, and she's kissing gals. A lot of lady touching. Oh, and now she's dressed as the sea monster. But the sea monster's just chilling on the beach in a very that same unflattering outfit. Ooh, and there's another girl in red. They're making out. Oh my. JoJo's touching her ass. Now they're at a party, all in white, on a yacht. Oh, and she is with one girl, but she is looking at another girl. JoJo is a player. Oh, now she's dancing with two ladies at once. Uh-oh. Someone's doing a flip. Was that JoJo that did the flip? It was. Or was that Rose Nylund style? Uh-huh. JoJo is so clunky in how she acts to the... Oh, she just jumped off the boat and she fell into the water. She makes a huge mistake. She flirts with the wrong girl during a dance number. And now she's underwater. Now, she did say this was very difficult to record, to do. She had to keep going up and down. Oh, but now she's fallen off the boat after flirting with two girls at once. And she's turned into a sea monster, honey. And she is ready to do a dance in a little bit of water. With that crazy, she wanted to be crazy with the moves. And she is being crazy. And so is this outfit from the back. Now, this girl in red, I believe, is... Oh, there is humping. That is humping on a huge island soundstage. Flips. There's a flip into a hump. A flip into a hump. Whoa, and there's a lot of almost kissing. We're not ever really getting... We're just doing a lot of caressing. Now, she's holding her like a rag doll baby, but it looks a little rough. JoJo's just such a... I thought she was a dance star. She looks so clunky. Maybe it's those big clunky boots that she's in. I believe this. Oh, no. Now she just thought it in her mind because she just went back on the boat in reverse. And now she's making out with one girl, and she's making out with the other girl. And you know what she's not going to do? This time, she's not going to flirt. No, she is. She's still doing aggressive humping. Oh, she ditched the other girl, and she stuck with her regular lady on the yacht. The whole thing was a dream. A dream about chunky lesbian boots. Wow, 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 wow. I mean... Who is her stylist? This is just not sophisticated. She's giving you Furiosa from Mad Max, but in like the Vegas low rent review. If Furiosa's career tanked and then she went to Vegas to do a review called WADA! Exclamation point, and telling the story of Mad Max Fury Road, this would be the outfits that she would be wearing. And there's this part where she has, where she's done the aggressive humping with the girl in red, who I believe is played by the So You Think You Can Dance winner. But JoJo's like throwing her around, but it just looks clunky and like dangerous.
My choreographer Richie actually came up with doing it in the choreography and kind of getting with another girl while my girl was literally in my hands. And that's when we came up with that iconic "Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not cheat," that dance moment.
JoJo Siwa probably eats one hell of a pussy. Is JoJo Siwa a top or a bottom? I being too antiquated even thinking like that? Well, honey, whatever she's doing, she's having fun and she wants to show the world, baby. I've already cheated on two girlfriends, okay? I'm not your little ponytail girl anymore. I'm a disco sea creature from the Black Lagoon. If the Black Lagoon was in Vegas at a lesbian bar called Pussy Angles. The song is an old Miley Cyrus demo that was supposedly submitted for the Can't Be Tamed era and was just sitting in the, you know, the bottom of the, in the old song trunk on whatever Swedish producer made this song. And they said, hey, you love Miley Cyrus, eh? You know what? We have a song we submitted to her, she reject. Maybe you like this. What is that accent? I don't know. Is this the producer music accent? You know what? I can say this outfit is horrible and the concept is bad and the video is trash and the looks are tragic. And I can say that when she says that she's hoping that Billie Eilish will slide into her DMs.
I'm just sitting here patiently waiting. Anytime Billie Eilish wants to walk through my door, it is wide open.
I can say, girl, she's won 2 Oscars and you are dressed as a disco sea monster. One thing is more cunt than the other. But I gotta applaud her for just being a fucking lesbodago to the fullest and saying like, hey, you know what? This, you might not like this, but guess what? I'm a disco sea monster lesbian now. I eat pussy. I cheat on my girlfriend. I fall into the water. I get out of the water. I do a dance number in heavy sole boots. You think I'm going to wear high heels for this look? Even if it would be more caunt? I'm not. I am going to wear stompy boots. And this outfit is going to be unflattering from the back. And I don't care. So as much as, you know, you want to hate, congratulations, girl. Girl, we'll be watching. We'll be mocking, but we will be watching. And isn't that all it means, that all you have to do in 2024 is have people be watching to be a success? Even if they hate it, even if it's cringe, even if they say, why all the humping? If they're watching, you're winning, I guess. You know what? Let's everybody raise a pussy and cheers to JoJo Siwa and her new lesbian bad girl era. All right. Is it good? No. But do we appreciate the freedom? Yes.
Martin, you're doing it. Look at you. Look at you going crazy. Crazy in the best way possible.
La campana y el fin de semana se deja ver.
Did Ricky Martin get a boner while being very erotically lap danced during Madonna's concert? TMZ says yes. The article that came out today says new angle of Ricky Martin at Madonna's show proves he 100% had erection. 100%. I don't know about that, but let's take another look. I've watched it previously, but let's be the judge. Let's all pull it up together. It's on TMZ. Now Ricky Martin is the latest celebrity guest that comes up during the ballroom section of the Madonna concert, and they come to the end of the runway. Kevin Aviance did it. Some of the Drag Race girls did it. Plain Jane, Sasha Colby did it. Debbie Mazar, you know. People in the Madonna and faggotry world have come up and done it. And this time it was Ricky Martin's turn. Now, Ricky Martin is looking good and recently said in an interview that though he's not dating, he is still fucking, okay? So we know he's a sexually active single man. He's gotten a divorce. He's gotten past all of the weird shit where his nephew said that he was stalking him and et cetera, et cetera. That was proven to be wrong. So he's out here, he's living his best life, and he's at the Madonna concert. And let me tell you, usually these dancers come up and hump on the guest. But I don't think I've really taken a good look at how fucking hot these two dancers are that come up in jock straps. Obviously, the category is body, trade, realness. Now, Ricky is looking hot. I mean, he has that body is together. Okay, now he's sitting on these little high chairs, and these two dancers come up. One is just in a jock strap, and the other is in basketball shorts and then a red jock strap. And one is mashing his tight body and face into Ricky's crotch, while the other dancer comes up behind him and is humping him from the back. Now, these two men are sexy as fuck. Hit it.
Hot as fuck.
And he's literally putting his face in Ricky's crotch. And now TMZ, of course, does a full arrow to what is supposed to be an erection. Now, Ricky Martin is probably like a briefs type of guy. And I bet he's the kind of guy who wears a brief that where you put the balls in one pouch and the dick in the other. So they're nice and separated and sitting up. And this dancer comes up and is all over him and has put his face on the crotch area. Now, if it was just a pants, the pants being weird, it wouldn't look so meaty. I mean, because when he's pressing against it, and literally, I mean, it looks like he's rubbing his mouth up and down his dick and balls. Wow. Bravo. And it doesn't seem like that's just fabric, baby. That seems like meat. Man, meat. So did he? And then he stands up and the pants are kind of loose and a little high waisted. So you kind of could perhaps hide a boner. I'm just zooming in. Oh, you really can zoom in. Oh, the new YouTube features. You can really zoom in. Okay, now we're going in close. Okay, he's up against him. He's put mashes. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I am looking close. And that does look like a dick. I mean, it could be that his dick was pointed upwards. And then he started to just get a little bit of a chub when that happened. Which, you know, seems like it would be difficult in front of thousands and thousands of people to really get that turned on. But this man was hot. You know what I'm going to say? TMZ, you're right. That was 100% a boner. Because isn't that more fun to think that? Yes, it is. Fans are convinced Ricky Martin got aroused on stage at Madonna concert. Does Ricky respond? Ricky has not publicly commented because the answer is, yeah, I had a boner. It was pretty exciting. Very cool. Remember when Ricky Martin and Madonna met at the Grammys in 1999? Madonna was wearing the white tank top with the Gucci, like, embellished purple pants. This was probably like Ray of Light era. And then that was Ricky's Livin' La Vida Loca, like big debut, where everyone was crazy. Like, who is this guy? And little did we know that 25 years later, they'd be back together and Ricky Martin would have a hard on because his cock and balls were getting mashed by an extra hot dancer's face. What a delight. God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless America. Boy, he certainly has, hasn't he?
Now, because I work at World of Wonder with Hey Queen, I have been invited to many World of Wonder parties over the years, but especially recently. And I have seen Orville Peck at several of those parties with a mask, of course. And I gotta tell you, in person, he is kind of hot, even in the mask. And you know what we don't necessarily always see is that ass looks pretty juicy and pretty delightful. Now, that of course made me want to think about when I saw Deep on Reddit back in the day, his face in some picture from someone. But I was I didn't have to do a lot of research because just today, Queerty posted, or just this week, Queerty posted a story about not only his face reveal, but also
the dick.
Mm-hmm. This article came about because in his last few posts, Orville Peck has been wearing some less covering up type of masks and almost giving what you consider a face reveal. As Orville Peck teases face reveal, online sleuths, aka all of Reddit, may have already uncovered the truth in his long lost NSFW photo shoot. So I'm looking at a picture of him here in this article, and now I'm remembering. Usually he would wear the upper mask and then still wear like the fringe around the bottom or some combination of the two. And in the recent Instagram posts, he was just giving you just the eyes covered or just the thing covered. So you could take both pictures and smush them together and be like, that's what you'll look like. Or you could just go to Reddit where they have found the whole thing. The whole thing, if you know what I mean. I've been thinking about Orville Peck recently because I wonder, like, is he happy about the Beyonce country thing? Why isn't he on the Beyonce country album instead of Post Malone? I mean, I would probably have a fit to my representatives if I had any. Why aren't I on that album? But he doesn't seem like that type of person. And he's doing fine. He just released a song with Willie Nelson, who is on the Beyonce album. Let's see what that sounds like.
Well, there's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And the small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No, small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men.
It's very literal, okay.
And I believe to my soul that inside every man is the feminine.
Oh, I thought he was going to say a faggot.
And inside every lady, there's a deep manly voice, loud and clear.
Is that JoJo Siwa at the gay bar in this country town?
And a cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women. But the ones who brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer.
Okay, Willie Nelson. All right.
Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother.
And inside every cowboy, there's a lady that loves to slip out.
Oh, you know what? This song is very on the nose, but I gotta give it up for this. Inside every cowboy is a lady that wants to slip out. You know what, Orville Peck? Damn you. Not only are you handsome with a mask on, have everybody lusting after you, but you got Willie Nelson giving some shade and cunt to the cowboy community and letting them know we know what's what. I mean, I appreciate this video. There's lots of sexy cowboys caressing each other. There's lesbians that were in a small town gay bar. So, you know what? Good on you, Orville Peck. Not only do you have a new song with Willie Nelson, you have a fat ass, and from the detectives on Reddit. Actually, they didn't have to detect too far because in 2014, under his real name, which is Daniel Pitot, I don't know how to pronounce that. He showed his face, his eyes, his teeth, and the dick. And you know what? It looks good. I mean, he's got these are obviously
back in the day type photos, but the body is tight. The tattoos are sexy. And the dick is big. Certainly a soft, low-hanging slab of meat. Man meat. Country fried South African man meat. So it looks like everything's coming up roses for Orville Peck, honey. And in this new video, he is wearing some of his less revealing masks. He's like, you've already seen my dick. Now let me reveal my face. Now, I'd seen one other picture of like what he looks like. And he does kind of have a little bit of a goofy face. But when you see it with that big dick, you say, you know what? I'm down. I'm down with it all. Congratulations. Plus, I did see he just bought a new house and the house is stunning. So I guess, you know, congratulations to him too. Will he do a duet with JoJo Siwa? See what some sea monsters are lesbians and they're bulldaggles. They hump aggressively on an island in the sea. Some sea monsters are having two girlfriends and cheating, but karma's a bitch and she is right here with me. I really appreciate Willie Nelson being on this song and just shouting out the gay cowboys and the in the closet cowboys. Mm-hmm. The issue of Butt Magazine that Daniel, a.k.a. Orville, is in is from 2014. And you see that ass, you see the dick, you see the body, you see the face. God bless Butt Magazine. Butt Magazine was a great magazine. It was a zine. It was printed on black and white and also pink. And many of my go-go boys from over the years were on the cover. Brian Kenny, for one. They actually covered our Boys Gone Wild party once in there. Now, did they ever feature me personally? No, they did not. But I can still appreciate them, and I wish they were still going. I guess they must still be doing something, but I haven't seen a new issue in a long time. Let's find that out. Well, Butt Magazine, still going. God bless Butt Magazine. It looks like it's still going. At least their website is on here. Yes, new Butt, the spring issue of Butt. I guess they do it maybe twice a year. The spring issue of Butt is jam-packed with the likes of Hollywood Doll, Hari K. Neff, young gay historian Jason Okeyunde, fashion phenom Jean-Pierre Blanc, etc. And basically, they always featured sexy-ish people, and they did sexy-ish photo shoots with them. But it was it's a vibe, and it's a vibe I really appreciate. I need to subscribe to Butt Magazine. I should be supporting Butt Magazine, even if they've never featured me. And I'm going to order myself a Butt Magazine t-shirt. God bless Butt Magazine.
And inside every cowboy there's a lady who'd love to slip out.
And less sexy news, Diddy's son King Combs hit with a lawsuit alleging he sexually assaulted a staffer on the luxury yacht. Not what in the below deck is going on here. Grace McKay says she was working as a stewardess on a super yacht chartered by Combs and family in December 22 when an intoxicated Christian served her spiked tequila shots and then assaulted her. Prior to being sexually assaulted by the defendant, Christian Combs, plaintiff planned to work the entirety of her career in hospitality and the yachting industry. Unfortunately, those plans have been derailed due to the trauma plaintiff continues to have as a result of the assault. Honey, these people that have gotten around, like father, like son, is he's in there spiking drinks, assaulting people. Damn. Of course, they're denying it, but honey, it's just seeming more and it's like, seem like it, like the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, I guess. They say it's another lewd and meritless claim. Oh, it's from the same lawyer as who did the Little Rod lawsuit. This complaint is filled with the same kind of manufactured lies and irrelevant facts we've come to expect from Blackburn. But McRae says that Christian Combs arrived to the chartered yacht via a smaller boat at 5 a.m.
then insisted that she take the shots of tequila, which quickly came to suspect had been spiked with drugs. After she attempted to exit the situation, he violently grabbed her and began to grope and assault her on a yacht. Have some decorum.
Shady as fuck.
Supposedly, she has a recording where she tells the younger Combs, "Excuse me, don't touch my legs like that, and you can take my hand, your hand off my ass." Honey, Captain Sandy would not be having that. Let me tell you that on below deck. None of the below deck captains would be having that. But I think things are pretty different on like actual luxury yachts than they are on below deck when the cameras are rolling. Combs family. Jesus. I wonder what Diddy's ass is like.
I put my finger in his ass personally, so I know his ass was loose.
Oh, thank you, Kim Porter's sister. Thank you. We almost forgot. Now, before we go, I got to talk about my favorite song and video of the week. Look, I've been obsessed with Doechii for a while now. Loved Persuasive. Loved Crazy. You know, she's stunning. Now, sometimes she changes her wig so many times in a video that I get confused as to who's Doechii and who's not Doechii, because we don't really know her that well yet to be fully recognizing her face under different old wigs. But I'm starting to, because I'm watching her videos a lot. She's a bit of a chameleon and she wears a lot of different wigs. Sometimes I'm like, is this the same woman? But it is. It is. And she is so talented. She can rap. She can sing. She's giving you Azalea Banks vibes a little bit. And we know Azalea Banks has had things to say about Doechii. But Doechii is a fan of Azalea Banks, admittedly. And of course, Beyonce. If you've ever heard Doechii's freestyle over America Has Got a Problem, you'll automatically fall in love.
Too much, ho, don't do too much. Pulling up to Magic City in a Uber. Pockets fatted in a motherfucking Fupa. When I enter Magic City, bitches whoop up. Off white, head to toe like the Ku Klan. Diamonds on dance, dance, revolution. Got a new band, and I got a new band. This is my motherfucking do it, I'ma do dance. Rich bitch on a rich nigga hit list. If this bitch gets slick, she'll get hit. Hoes washed up, dishes. Lost and found, these hoes been missing. D-O-E, you cannot define me like Beyonce. You can never find me. I'm chilling in the hills with the roof off. Step in the motherfucking booth and get my shoes off. Like, let's get it. Check critics, hold press, let's print it. Most original and most soldiers don't admit it. Don't you get in dough and don't see dough and on these niggas. Hold drop, it's crickets, dough drop, sell tickets. Why you bitches thinking that?
And she is playing at the WeHo Pride this year. The WeHo Pride this year actually is going to be kind of con. Kylie Minogue's headlining. I don't care that much, but I did buy VIP tickets, honey, so I will be there and I will see her. But Diplo and friends, that's going to be exciting. That's going to be fun. Love that. As well as Doechii, sweetie. And I will be there front row for Doechii. Maybe not front row, but very close in the VIP for Doechii. And I'll be living because her new song called Alter Ego is really one of her best yet. Honey, we're giving you a stomping early 2000s, late 90s club jam. We are giving you vocals. We are giving you verses. And in the video, and she uses a sample of someone called Aisha, I believe, at the beginning talking about the swamp. And it's a perfect companion piece to Beyonce's full-on Texas country, because she's giving you Tampa Bay white trash cunt. She's giving you trucker caps, denim shorts, shooting a gun while riding on one of those swamp scooters through the swamp and alligators. And then another scene, she's in the trailer park in like a little cunty cheerleader outfit. And then JT comes on with the fucking hair all the way down to her ass and big boobs. And she's rapping sexy. And then she's naked in like an alligator's nest, like she's a naked alligator. Honey, Georgia Siwa could never. Okay, this is sophisticant. Okay, this is glamour. This is just, I can't stop listening and I can't stop watching, and neither should you. So we're going to go out on Doechii's Alter Ego. Now, before I play that, remember, please leave me a nice review on iTunes. I had a lovely listener, Francis E., wrote me a message on Instagram and said, "Hey, Johnny, just listened to your latest podcast. Wasn't sure where to leave a comment, so I'm doing it here. Great show." Francis, that was so sweet. But what I need all y'all to do, is if you want to leave a comment, go on iTunes, okay, and leave a rating and write a review, a good one. And then get your sister to do it, and your brother, and your gay sister, and your gay brother, and your mama, and your daddy, okay? Do all of that. Just leave it and say how much you love it, or look, do whatever. Let's just get those numbers up. I want to get to 200 reviews by May. Let's try, shall we? And look, if you want to get closer, even closer, and find out all about my personal details, obsessions, hot takes, etc., then you're going to want to join me over in the Patreon. This patreon.com/gayest of all time. Now, don't join as a free member because you won't be able to get any content. Give it a try for merely a little over $1 a podcast. You'll get 4 podcasts a month, or you can get up to 3 podcasts a week, depending on what level you like. Now, you can hear my deep dive on the Beyonce album, our watch along with Roadhouse, the Jake Gyllenhaal version, my deep dive on OnlyFans stars, celebrity biggest dicks, and just literally hundreds and hundreds of mindless, delightful, faggoty fun podcasts to listen to through all of your day with all my delightful friends from Gay Pimp with Johnny McGovern, Gayest of All Time, and many more. Did a great interview with Teddy Bear from Go Go for the Gold, where we talk about the inside tea on his OnlyFans and the fact that he communicates with ghosts. So join me there, patreon.com/gayestofalltime. And as usual, I'll be back here next week with more gay as fuck. Now hit it, Dochi.
And I just put my drink down. Fuck that hoe, fuck that bitch, just fuck that hoe to the condom slip. Who the fuck y'all hoes think run this shit? Miss she, her black vagina designer, say Gucci Prada print. D-O-E, I'm a condo rich, big Dolce Diva Donda, Dandada, Tokyo Honda drip. Niggas tweaking, hoes is geeking, pussy popping, Dolce season, new persona, new vagina, push back, but I'm still gon' get that. Labels quaking, hoes is pissed, they mistaken, I'm that bitch. Wrist they frozen, cue the Trojans, let's go, I'ma get. Fuck with a boo bitch, why bother? I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch, and you bitches ain't no shit. I'ma get money type of bitch. If you ain't getting money, don't type me, bitch. Crocodile Birkin might bite a bitch. Can't hang with a hoe if I don't like the bitch. Fuck these niggas and these bitches. I come through and nippy crickets. I come through and moves be switching. I'm the problem, I'm the villain. I don't see these hoes in these rich shields. Throwing dirt on my name and he gon' hit still. Pussy ass hoes know who to play with. And these pussy niggas know who to play with.
Are a masked lesbian out there, submit your information now.